going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, I mean, look, you know, we have a position in the running back room we're going to have to address. I think we have positions in the wide receiver room we're going to have to address. So, you know, I hope that we don't do that at the expense of the defense. But we do have positions we have to address on that side of the ball at this point for sure.
That was Art Rooney II way back when at the end of the season press conference with assembled Pittsburgh media. The bat signal goes up. Jeff Hathorn and others, Mark Caboli, get in a room with Art. And Art was asked a question about spending money on offense, but had to throw in there at the end. Not at the detriment of the defense there, Doran. He had also, at another point during that interview, and I couldn't find that clip, was... You could hear embarrassed by the way things went down in that Ravens game.
Mm-hmm.
We've also heard Mike Tomlin just wax on poetically about Shedeur Sanders and the intangibles. And I think that Mike Tomlin wanted Shedeur. I think he wanted a quarterback. I think bloodlines matter so much to him, and you're not going to get a better bloodline than one of the great players. Certainly great corners, most athletic guys in NFL history. His son being available for you at 21.
Sports history,
really. Played baseball too, Dorn.
Yep.
Did Deion Sanders. Couldn't tackle. Who cares?
No.
Cornerback.
Yeah, he's corner.
Corner.
Yeah.
I think Tomlin wanted the quarterback. I think Art Rooney II wanted the defensive lineman. And the only person in this organization who can overrule Mike Tomlin is Art Rooney II. And I don't think he does it a lot. I think he did it here. I think it was the owner. I think the owner got him, Doran.
I don't think the owner.
Art, too.
I think the owner sat back and was like, I'm going to let you guys do your job. And you know what happened, in my opinion, is that Andy Weidel, I think, wanted defensive line. Because not that he put the defensive line in place in Philly that it is now, but he was a part of the structure of getting to where that defensive line is in place now. He definitely put the offensive line together and knew that you had to build the trenches in Philadelphia. That's why he was such an attractive hire for the Steelers. Remember, they hired him 2 years ago because they needed him to bring that Philadelphia philosophy to Pittsburgh. And that's what he's been trying to do if you just look at the last three drafts. So whenever I say that, Mike Tomlin, Andy Weidel, Omar Khan are sitting in the room, and Art has his feet up. He's like, all right, you guys do your job. And Mike Tomlin's like, I really, really like Shedeur Sanders. I love the bloodlines. I love the pedigree. This guy could be our franchise quarterback. I really think that this guy could be the franchise quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers. I really like this guy. Andy Weidel looks at Mike and goes, Mike, you're a defensive guy. You're defensive-minded. Like, you know that what we encountered at the end of last season, we need to fix that. You brought me here to fix that, to build the trenches, not just on offense, but on defense. Mike, you are a defensive guy. There's this guy that's going to be sitting there and that falls right into our lap. defense, 6'4", 320 pounds.
Cam Hayward 2.0.
Cam Hayward is getting older. We only have about a year or two left of Cam Hayward. We need to replenish our defensive line. Mike, we got to go. We got to go defense here. We got to build up front. I mean, it's not that hard to move Mike Tomlin off his spot whenever you're talking
defense. When you're defense. Talking D.
Yep, that's what I think that happened.
If there are four guys that are part of the decision-making process, Art Rooney, Mike Tomlin, Omar Khan, and Andy Weidel, I think that's the order of power. But I think three out of the four wanted Derek Harmon, to your point. I think Mike Tomlin really wanted Shedeur Sanders. And you're right, it's defense. So if you're going to convince him to go in another direction, you could do that with a guy up front who looks like Cam Hayward, who's got a great motor, who works his tail off, and is a good character guy. I think the Weidel thing is well said. He comes from the Eagles. Makes a ton of sense there. They've built the offensive line. They're building the defensive line. So that checks Weidel off. I think Khan is scared of making the same mistake that Kevin Colbert made in his final draft of taking Kenny Pickett 20th overall.
Huh.
The league told you what it felt about Kenny Pickett, and Colbert and company reached, and they went and got Kenny.
Well, that's a good point real quick, too. And like we talk about teams not wanting to attach to baggage. Like Omar Khan already has a scuff on his resume at quarterback for drafting. He already has a scuff on it with Kenny Pickett.
Well, he didn't do it. It was Colbert.
Oh, it was Colbert. But he was part of the process.
He was part of the process. And didn't want to make the same mistake.
He inherited it. He inherited it. So that's a scuff. So do you really want to take that chance right now, again, 2 years later, or a year, 2 years later, of scuffing your record of drafting quarterbacks again because you're part of that system? I see what you're saying. Yes.
Yeah. So I think that's why those two guys go with Harmon. The Eagle deal with Weidel, do I want to do this and set us back 2 years, scaredness for Khan. And then Art Rooney II saying, the Ravens, damn it, ran for 299 yards on the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Pittsburgh Steelers going to give up 300 damn rushing yards to a rival on national streaming television? Hell no. And so when the big guy says we're going the D-line, you're going to listen, but when three out of four, that's the way it has to go.
Yeah.
That's the way it has to go. Yeah. Now, you threw out another theory before the show that, hey, Deion Sanders and Mike Tomlin, they're buds, and perhaps Tomlin talking up Shedeur Sanders because, hey, you help out your guy.
Yep.
I think there's probably some of that in there. I do think Tomlin liked him.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps loved him.
Yeah.
But I think he simply got outvoted here.
And I think that now, and we talked earlier, and we'll go through this a little bit later when Pat gets here, but I think now, you know, teams are even more put on notice that I think a lot of teams thought that he was going to go to the Steelers. And now, even in the second round, people are like, well, what does Mike Tomlin know that we don't? Why didn't Mike Tomlin take Shedeur? It seemed like Mike Tomlin loved him, and he didn't take him. Like, now, I think people are even more put on notice for the second round.
I'm with you, especially because of what we've talked about so much. That if there's one guy Deion Sanders wasn't going to meddle with, it'd be Mike T.
Right.
And the team that's not going to have to deal with the distraction also passed on him.
Yep.
I'm with you. I wonder just how far the tumble will be for Shedeur Sanders, and we'll definitely get into all that. Will he be there at 83? A lot of people have texted that. He'll be there at 83. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe not.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.